This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Jim.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, by Tractor Supply Company, by Sony Pictures Classics Nuremberg, starring Russell Crowe and Rami Malek, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Jake Tapper is back with us. Of course, you know him as the lead Washington anchor for CNN, hosts the weekday television news show The Lead with Jake Tapper, and co-hosts the Sunday morning public affairs program State of the Union. He's got a new book out, Race Against Terror, Chasing an Al-Qaeda Killer at the Dawn of the Forever War, and he joins us here on the National Defense. Jake, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Man, what a story this is. How did you come to this story, or how did it come to you?
It's a funny story. So it was 3 years ago this month. I was throwing a 13th birthday party for my son, Jack, and he wanted a paintball party. So it was out like an hour outside of D.C. in Virginia. And just to, because I know what a hall that is, I had refreshments and pizza for the grown-ups, too, so they could just sit around and wait for the party to be over instead of making the trip four times. And one of the dads approached me and said that he had he knew somebody from my book, The Outpost, about Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
In 2012. And I said, oh, yeah, that, you know, that book was an honor to write, but it was difficult because the Pentagon keeps such bad records and they don't like to share them. And he said, tell me about it. And then he proceeds to tell me this incredible story where he's an assistant U.S. attorney in Brooklyn. He gets a call one day. The Italians have picked up a guy who claims he's an Al-Qaeda operative, who claims to have killed Americans in Afghanistan and to have tried to blow up the U.S. embassy in Nigeria. And, you know, do the Americans want to talk to him? Have they heard of this guy, Spin Ghoul? They have. So they go there to Italy. They hear his story. And then the Italians are like, great, take him. But it's the Obama era, so they have to prove the case. They're not taking in new people at Gitmo. They have to prove the case against him and actually have, you know, evidence before they can extradite or indict this guy, Spin Ghoul. So then it's this race against time. They have to get evidence and fingerprint evidence and witness testimony, and it's just this incredible story in order to prove the case before the Italians basically are just going to let him free. And his life's goal is to kill as many Americans as possible. So he's telling me this story about then they got this, and then they found this fingerprint and this, you know, and I couldn't even believe it. It sounded like a made-up story, like a movie. And I'm like, has anyone told this story before? And he said, no, people covered the trial when it happened, but nobody knew about all the sleuthing. So that's how it started. And I was just, because, you know, so pay attention. That person at the party that might be telling you a story you think is boring, it might be actually really good.
Throw some good parties. We're talking to Jake Tapper here on the National Defense's book, A Race Against Terror. So what? I don't understand. Why? What was the incentive for this terrorist to turn himself in?
He had, it's a great question. There are two reasons. One, he had been locked up in a Libyan prison for like 4 or 5 years. And then during the Arab Spring, Gaddafi had all the prisons emptied and all the dangerous prisoners either running around the streets or they took them to the docks and sent them into Europe, just to disrupt Europe. So he was put on one of these refugee boats and then he ended up on this ship that was taking refugees from the southern Italian islands to mainland Europe. And I think first of all, I think, you know, he probably was just eager to talk to somebody who wasn't torturing him.
Sure.
Second of all, he was really proud of his work in terror. He was really proud of what he did. And in fact, and this isn't in the book, but Dave Bittkauer, who's the dad and the assistant prosecutor who first told me the story, when he was at Yale, he got a chance to interview Ron Darling. Ron Darling, a legendary New York Mets pitcher.
Yeah.
But when Ron Darling had gone to Yale, and Bittkauer wanted to ask him about this college game where he pitched a no-hitter. And Ron Darling remembered everything about that game. Everything. Even though he'd gone on to, you know, help win a World Series, everything. And to Bittkauer, Spin Ghoul was like Ron Darling. This was one of the best experiences of his career. He's really proud of it. He's happy to be telling the story before an audience. He has a sense of grandiosity. And so that's why he was eager to tell the story.
Wow. Wow. I mean, what a different mentality, huh? And I'm sure that you've dealt with, you know, stories of terrorists before. And are they all that kind of same, braggadocio, mentality that I can't wait to tell you how many people I've killed?
Yeah. I mean, that's my understanding is that a lot of them are very, very proud of their work. I mean, look at it. They're not embarrassed of what they're doing. They're proud of what they're doing. I mean, we think it's disgusting. We think it's horrible. But to them, this is honorable. This is exciting. This is, you know, they think of their service as terrorists the way that our Medal of Honor recipients think of their service. I'm not saying I think it's the same.
You're right.
But that's how they think it. They're zealots. They're proud of what they're doing. And so he, you know, his confession in an Italian court lasted days. And he was very excited to tell the story. And it was great for me as an author because, you know, I put in a request to talk to him in prison. Spoiler alert, he gets convicted and he goes to prison. But the story of the sleuthing is still really interesting. But he wouldn't give me an interview, but I didn't really need one because he had already told his story over several days.
Hmm.
And so I knew his story from childhood to the day he got picked up by the Libyans.
That is crazy. We're talking to Jake Tapper here on the National Defense, his new book, Race Against Terror. And I'm very surprised. And were you surprised that he wouldn't give you an interview? I mean, here's the guy that's going to write the book about your story, and you can't wait to tell it. So why not do the interview?
To be honest, I don't even know if the Bureau of Prisons passed on the request.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how much does the Bureau of Prisons want some annoying reporter to check in and talk to one of their, I mean, this is the Supermax in Lorain, Colorado. It's full of just like the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
Like any terrorist you've ever heard of is there. Left wing, right wing, Islamic, whatever. You know, assuming that they gave him the request, he probably doesn't want to be bothered anymore. During the investigation, during the prosecution, he stopped cooperating. He stopped talking to people. So who knows? You would think theoretically if he's like the Ron Darling of terrorists, he would want more stories told about it. But the truth is I didn't need it because he'd already told his story so much.
Yeah. The book's called Race Against Terror, Chasing an Al-Qaeda Killer at the Dawn of the Forever War. So, Jake, what kind of a window are we talking about here before the Italians let him go? Was it a matter of months?
Yeah, months. And it was like and international prosecutions take, generally speaking, years and years and years and years. And
oh,
it's really
man.
Tough to get cooperation.
Amanda Knox.
But, yeah. Oh, God. But this was done remarkably quickly. And the sleuthing of it all the stuff I love from, like, police procedurals, was so interesting when I first heard the story and then when I got to research it, like, how they figured out which ambush he had been involved in Afghanistan, and then tracking down the individual service members, making the connections, trying to track down any evidence from the actual battle, wherever it existed, trying to get fingerprint evidence, trying to get witness testimony, trying to get testimony that would prove that he had worked with other terrorists. It's just such an incredibly interesting deep dive into the world of terrorism and counterterrorism and sleuthing. I just kept coming back to it because it's like these guys were like, they were like detectives proving a case, and it was so interesting to learn about.
Yeah, we're talking to Jake Tapper here in the National Defense. Yeah, and it's always fascinating to me, Jake, and we have authors on all the time with stories that you would think everybody would know, but nobody knows. And this is one of those.
No one.
Ken Burns, who we've had on the show many times, love Ken Burns, has some great things to say about this book. He says it's a riveting story with a master's sublime command. There are moments when this work of nonfiction seems more like a novel, which, as you explain it, it does seem like a novel.
Yeah, well, I've written a few novels now, and I tried to take some of the lessons that I learned from writing those novels and apply them to this. So often nonfiction can read like homework, and I didn't want readers to have that experience. I wanted it to be like reading it like a novel and reading it like a page turner. It's all true. I have sourcing in the back if people want to know, well, how does he know that? How does he know this? But in the meantime, I wanted it just to be propulsive. I wanted people to not want to put it down. And one of the best compliments I got was from a producer for a late night show who said she had just had a baby and she was reading the book on a plane and she said she couldn't put it down. And I know how tired people are when they've just had a baby. So right. I took that as a huge compliment because when I had newborns, I was like, if I got on a plane, I was out within a minute. So anyway,
exactly.
I'll take the compliment. I'll take the compliment.
Oh man, that's so good. We're talking to Jake Tapper here in the National Defense, and our audience is mainly active duty military and veterans and their families. So this is like, I mean, it's like candy, you know.
Well, let me say to them also, this is the first and only time in American history that a foreign terrorist has been prosecuted in a U.S. criminal court for killing service members in a battlefield.
Wow.
It has never happened. It had never happened.
Really?
Before.
And it's never
still,
happened?
And it's still at... No, it's only happened this one time. Trump is trying to do it now with a guy from the Abbey Gate bombing, but that prosecution hasn't started yet. But that would be the second time it had happened. But also part of what I loved doing in terms of this book was telling the story of the service members who were at this remote outpost, Firebase Shkin, in 2003, and telling their stories. Who were they? A lot of them, all of them had enlisted before 9/11, telling their stories. And telling the story of the ambush, which is very challenging to write, not as challenging as actually being in an ambush, of course, but challenging to write and telling the stories of service members. That's one of the greatest honors of my career, is being able to tell the stories of the service members, of the Gold Star families. And these prosecutors brought justice to this attack to the service members, and that was great that they did that, and I was really happy to be able to shine a light on it.
Oh, man, that's so cool. It's called Race Against Terror, Chasing an Al-Qaeda Killer at the Dawn of the Forever War. Jake Tapper, thank you so much, man, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much. An honor to join you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Every town's got its heroes. Veterans, firefighters, EMTs, police officers, the folks who show up when it matters most. At Tractor Supply, they call them hometown heroes. Now through November 11th, Tractor Supply is celebrating all hometown heroes with 10% off their purchase on First Responders Day, Veterans Day, and special in-store events on November 1st. And while they're saying thank you, stores will also be giving back, making donations to local hero organizations in their communities. To learn more, visit tractorsupply.com/honoringheroes.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and of course, you know Deborah Roberts. We all know Deborah Roberts, award-winning ABC News correspondent, co-anchor of the news magazine 2020. She's celebrating her 30th anniversary at ABC News. Deborah, can you believe it?
Oh, I cannot believe it. I have to always offer the disclaimer. I was a child when I started this. Just remember that.
Well, that's like people coming up to me, you know, and say, oh, I grew up listening to you. Well, I also grew up at the same time.
Exactly. We were all growing up together.
Right, exactly. hey, listen, you've got a new book out, Sisters Loved and Treasured, Stories of Unbreakable Bonds. And I think this is your third book?
It's my third book. I wrote one with my husband years ago about family life, and then I wrote a book about teachers a couple of years ago about the teacher who changed your life. And this is sort of a companion book. The first one, of course, about teachers. This one is about sisters.
And your husband, Al Roker, how much did he contribute to the writing of the book?
He contributed nothing. He just stayed out of the way and occasionally, you know, made dinner when I was like busy working and Zooming calls with people. I shouldn't say a case. He does all the cooking. He gets really tough, you know. So he just supported me, which I thought was great, and I appreciate it.
I got to tell you, this book speaks to me very personally because I have two sisters, and I will just add a caveat because you are one of these two Southern sisters. And if you're...
Yeah.
If you're a Southern sister, and my two sisters still live in Knoxville, Tennessee, and do not get between them. Do not.
No. Southern sisters are a whole different breed.
Yes.
And you know what? I think sisters are close and sisters can be, you know, tight with their bonds. But Southern sisters are like, don't mess with my sister.
Oh.
In fact, one of my sisters, my younger sister, Belinda, my youngest, when we were talking about this and I was interviewing them for the book, she said, anytime I follow your social media, if anybody says anything negative, I almost want to go after them. I want to pull them out and say, don't mess with my sister.
Yep.
And I was like, thank you. I didn't know you had my back from afar on social media.
We're talking to Deborah Roberts here in the National Defense, her new book, Sisters Loved and Treasured, Stories of Unbreakable Bonds. And my two sisters, Jamie and Tony, they're pretty close in age. I'm the older brother. And so you would think the older brother would get a say in something, but, they can talk trash about each other, but nobody else can.
But you better not do it.
Right, exactly. And don't even agree with the one sister.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you can't do it. And that's what I love. And that's part of that bond. That's part of that glue that holds us together. Because I'm going to tell you, I spoke with sisters who don't necessarily get along all that well. Or maybe they have a couple of grudges from childhood. I remember she stole my baseball cards that I really loved because I used to go to the games with Dad. And
right.
She sold them. And I was angry and so forth. So we still have a little something there. But at the end of the day, she's my sister. When the chips are down, she's in my corner.
Yeah,
and that's what I thought was so beautiful, those unbreakable bonds. Even if they've frayed a little over the years, they still remain intact.
Absolutely. And you interviewed some pretty cool people for this, too. Viola Davis, Jenna Bush Hager, and Barbara Bush, Arianna Huffington. And did you find that kind of common thread in all of these?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, the Bush gals were so interesting because they're twins. And I have a whole section devoted to twins because twins have their own language. They grow up feeling each other's pain. So that was a whole interesting look at sisterhood because twins, you know, one of them called themselves womb mates. You know, there's nobody closer to you than
right.
your womb mate. So that in itself was really fascinating. But, you know, I thought it would be interesting to bring in some of these voices, well-known voices. Viola Davis has written and talked about her dysfunctional childhood, but I knew she had a bunch of sisters. And she was so gracious and shared with me basically her story about her bond with her sisters and how it was shaped and really tightened because they went through a difficult childhood. And I just was so touched by her authenticity and her honesty there. Arianna Huffington talking about her Greek roots and her sister and how close they were. But what I loved more than anything else is that, you know, some sisters were willing to say, you know, we had some difficulty. When Dad passed away and we were settling the estate, we had a lot of sniping and it was tough. But we decided we wanted to come together and try to work on our relationship and make sure that we didn't fall apart. So there's just so many different stories of how sisterhood is different. It can be tested. It can be difficult. But it can also be just so treasured and so wonderful in your life.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts
chance at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance.
800-430-6722. 800-430-6722. 800-430-6722. That's 800-430-6722.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
We're talking to Deborah Roberts here on the National Defense, her book, Sisters Loved and Treasured, Stories of Unbreakable Bonds. And the other thing I've learned about my sisters and from the older brother aspect, if I call one of the sisters, I better call the other sister.
The other one. Yes.
Yes.
Because if she hears that you had a conversation,
yes,
and she wasn't a part of it.
Exactly.
That's true. That is very true.
I mean,
you know, I should tell you.
There's just such a battle, always a competition between them, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. But one of the things I talk about in the book is, you know, my old sister got married to a military man and, you know, went off to Germany and made her life. And we felt so distant because she was so much older. One of my younger sisters is a court reporter on a military base in Texas. So we've had a lot of military connections in our lives and sisters who have gone off in different directions because they were, you know, connected to the service.
Mm.
And again, those were the things that tested
That's what I was going to bring up too, because in a military, you know, you've got, that's a different kind of bond, right? I mean, that's a different kind of club and camaraderie. And I had the opportunity to interview sisters that also served in the military. That's another level.
That's a whole another level. That's one I missed. I should have jumped in on that one.
I mean, that's a protect your back and got your back and got your six and you're still my sister. And oh my gosh, I can't.
So true. But that's what I thought, the common thread in this book, that was that the sisterhood is just so different. You know, all sisters have had all kinds of experiences, but at the end of the day, they are sisters. And even if they had bumps, or one sister was raised separately for a little while and then the family had difficulties but came back together, whatever their ordeal might have been growing up, there is a special thing there about having a sister, and most people really recognize that as they get older, and they cherish it and treasure it a little bit more.
We're talking to Deborah Roberts here, the National Defense, the book Sisters Loved and Treasured, Stories of Unbreakable Bonds. And the other thing that I thought with my sisters, you know, you talk about some of those things, especially with twins, how you recognize a look or a non-look or something like that. Mm. I know that with my sister Jamie, if she gets quiet, watch out. Uh-huh.
Watch out.
I mean, you know,
that is so funny.
There's a storm a brewing if Jamie
that
gets quiet.
That is funny. Well, we all know those little cues with each other, and that's what's so interesting as sisters. My sister Belinda just sits and she sort of takes it all in, and she'll notice everything from my earrings to the fact that something happened with my shoe, or you got a little something in your teeth, or what. She's constantly checking everybody out, and I'm like, stop looking at me like that. But that's her way of kind of peering, you know, looking into her sisters through the window of her sisterhood. So, yes, you're absolutely right. We all know what to look out for in each other.
Well, I'm pretty good with my sisters right now because they both love Donny Osmond, and I just sent them to Las Vegas to meet to watch a show and to meet him backstage. So I'm good for, I'm guessing, 6 months. 6 months is about my window.
Yeah, you're good for a while.
Yeah, right.
You're good for a while.
That's right.
Well, you know how to make a sister happy. That's what's great. You keep the sisters content.
You better know.
And your life will be content.
Yes, that's right. Hey, Deborah, great to talk to you again. Sisters Loved and Treasured,
always.
Stories of Unbreakable Bonds. Say hi to Al for us.
I will do.
Sure, we'll be talking
to him
very soon. Thank you. And Billy Billingham is back with us, counterterrorist sniper instructor, highest-ranking officer in Britain's elite special air service, and former celebrity bodyguard. He returns as the directing staff agent for Fox's Special Forces World's Toughest Test in Morocco, which is on now. And he joins us here in the National Defense. Billy, how are you?
I'm good, and thank you for having me on the show. It's an absolute pleasure to be able to speak to yourself and your audience. Thank you.
Well, and our audience certainly understands what we're talking about today, because it's all active duty military veterans and their families. And so I'm sure they just eat this show up. I mean, I'm sure they enjoy all these different celebrities being tested.
I hope so, because, of course, the guys and the girls that watch the show can relate to exactly why and how we're doing all this. Whereas, you know, normal audience, which we speak to, we have to explain why we're doing this, what we're trying to get from it. Whereas the military people can go, yeah, we get that. They're running up a hill with a log the same weight as a body, which represents carrying a body up a battlefield. We do hand-to-hand combat, milling, because that's what we have to do when we meet the enemy. So all these things, so I know the audience we're talking to now, and when they watch it, that they can appreciate exactly what we're trying to get from these people, and having been through that same system.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Billy Billingham here on the National Defense. He's back as the directing staff agent for Special Forces World's Toughest Test. So, Billy, do you feel more like a trainer most of the time or a babysitter?
A bit of both, really. You know, you start off sort of trying to give direction, then you end up having to babysit. And the reason you have to do that, which we wouldn't normally do in the military, you've turned up, you've come into our arena, you're here to prove yourself. We're giving the tools, get on with it. Because it's a show, we have to get these people, or try to get the best out of them. We don't give them the opportunity, like we wouldn't have to just give up and say no. we'll push them and push them physically, mentally, and emotionally to get the best out of them. Even if they fail, it's failing is what builds resilience. It's how you respond to it. And trying to teach someone that doesn't have a military mindset that concept is difficult. Because all they ever want to be is seen in a good light. They don't like being seen, in the true light, and they don't like the cold, the wet, the discomfort, which is what we thrive in. So with all that experience, we try to push them and babysit them through as best we can. However, there comes a point where if, you can lead a horse to water, they ain't gonna get rid of it. And they get chopped.
Yeah, absolutely.
No messing around. They get chopped. We're not there to drag them.
Well, and you've already had a couple of the 18 celebrity, a couple of them have already dropped off, right? You already chopped them.
Yeah, we have. We've had, I think we're on episode 4 now, and we've lost about 5 or 6.
Wow.
I won't give any spoilers because I know people like to watch it. And then to be fair, this is quite good because normally what normally happens, because it's still relatively new in the U.S., a lot of people turn up and they feel it's the celebrities by nature, whether that's athletes or TV, and they've heard of reality shows and they think it's going to be stopped, back to you when you bagel, get yourself a coffee latte. No, there's none of that. This is a proper military course from day one to the moment they leave. They're under our control. They are pushed, beasted from morning till evening.
Wow.
So, they find that hard and difficult to deal with. But it's one standard and everybody has to achieve it. And again, it's an individual journey as well, because we understand that, a small frame woman can't be the same as an NBA top athlete. So
right,
we'll get 100% out of them. Just like we expect that athlete to run 100 metres in, 10 seconds, where the smaller, weaker might take 20 seconds, but we push everybody to the limits based on all our military experience.
We're talking to Billy Billingham here on the National Defense. He's back as the directing staff agent for Special Forces World's Toughest Test. And, Billy, have you, over the course of the 4 seasons now, have you, identified any of these celebrities or athletes that would absolutely fit into a military lifestyle?
Yeah, the title is Special Forces, and it's kind of the top tier of the military. The military is fantastic, of course. Would they go directly into the Special Forces? Probably not, because it takes a while.
Sure.
Would they be able to hold their own in the military? I would say yes. There are some real good sort of people with the right mindset and the physical and mental capability to be good soldiers.
Well,
there's been some real good candidates.
Who was who's been the best so far in your mind?
Mike Piazza stands out as a stellar, absolute trooper. Mike Piazza was fantastic. He had a great mindset. He wasn't the fittest initially. He took a good battering, but he got up, he went forward, he never stopped. And he's got the humility and the knowledge to bring along the even weaker recruits that we had on the course with him. So he was an absolute, he stands out all the time, as a great candidate and did really, really well. And if we come back up today, we've just had two couples on the show, Andrew East and Sean, his wife. They were amazing. They were absolutely amazing working together. And, I won't give away any spoilers, but, there's been some great people.
Oh man, that's you mentioned a mindset. It's so important for you don't think about that part too often, but when you try to push yourself, the mind is a pretty powerful thing, right?
It's absolutely. I tell people it's 70% mindset, and it is.
Mm.
At the end of the day, a broken body will keep going. As we know, being on the battlefield, we've had people shot, badly injured, they keep going. They keep fighting, they keep moving forward. And that's down to mindset. When your mind says that's it, that's it.
Yep.
Right. So as long as you can convince people, and I always say it's a passage in time. The pain will go away. We'll get you to medical treatment. Keep going. Just keep that survival instinct in your mind, and you will do better.
Yeah, and Billy, I know that you're 60, is that right?
I am, yes.
Yes. So,
tell people that.
Well, let me ask you about the recovery part of that for yourself.
Yeah.
Got to take a little longer, huh?
It does. I basically, again, that's everything from drinking. You know, we get drunk, we get up and run 6 miles and we run 20 miles in the morning. Wow. Not a problem. Now it takes 2 days to recover. But the injuries, you know, I've had broken feet, I've had broken legs, I've had broken shoulders. And it took me to part of my life now. You get up in the morning at 5 a.m. to take these people for a run and, you feel like a rusty old car.
How many times do you get up in the morning at 5 a.m. and you go, you know what, maybe we'll take the day off?
Mate, that's it. You know and I do, Randy. That's what I say every morning, but we can't. So we go, you know what? I know this is going to hurt. But again, I always have that mindset of, I know this is going to hurt, but it's a passage in time. The recovery I'll deal with. Let's get this done.
That's so good.
You know, when you're out there, you're running with these athletes. You know, we have to be fit as well. We can't just shout and make them do it. We lead the way. We
right.
get it done.
Yeah, that's the other cool thing about this show, and it's just so fun to watch. It's back for season 4, Special Forces World's Toughest Test. Billy, thank you for your service, man, and thank you for the entertainment on the show. It's fantastic.
Randy, thank you, and to all our brothers and sisters in arms around the world, stay safe and come home.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salutes, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Need your credit card info or your email address or anything. It's called Kathy Griffin, My Life on the PTSD List, and it's on YouTube right now.
What I just watched something on Instagram, Talk Your Head Off, and you do some kind of a show, and your co-host is a wig.
What's wrong with that? Because I'm tired of some other co-hosts wanting a raise. I can push the weight around. I can be like, look, honey, you're not getting a raise. You're a wig. Right. Yes, I have a once-a-week YouTube show on Tuesdays called Kathy Griffin Talk Your Head Off. And I just pop off at the camera for a half hour a week.
I love
and
it.
Nobody is safe. And nobody's off the table. And you know me, I just let the fur fly.
Yes.
And I'm just about to start my next tour called New Face, New Tour.
Yeah.
Because I got a new facelift, and I'm taking my facelift on tour.
Now, this is a brand new face for you, but it seems like...
It's my third one. It's my third one.
Did you get tired of the second one?
I did. I got tired of the first one, and I would talk to them. You know, I'd look in the mirror, and I'd say, hey, new face, how are you today? And after a while, the new face says, I want a newer face. And then a couple years later, that face went, what do you got? And I said, well, I'm gonna call Kris Jenner's guy, because that's what you do. When you live in Hollywood and you need something superficial, you call a Kardashian.
Yeah. We're talking to the hilarious.
And I have them all on speed dial.
We're talking
in
to
fact, the... if you want to... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, if you want to look at my social media, I posted a picture of my butt crack in front of Kim and Kanye's old house.
I saw that.
Now, that's the kind of artist, committed artist I am, because don't act like you would do that.
I saw
that. I used to live next door to Kim and Kanye, and so I used to walk over to their house all the time and do photo ops. And so I pretended like I was a model for Skims, and I wore like sweatpants, and I pulled them down and showed my delicious butt crack right in front of Kim and Kanye's old house.
I'm so glad you cleared that up, because I thought, oh, look, Kim and Kanye have a new place to park their bike. And it was not that.
No, they're not back together. They are not back together. That is an old picture.
We're talking to Kathy Griffin here on the National Defense. Hey, I want to thank you again for all of your service to the troops. I mean, you performed for so many places, war zones, Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait, yeah.
Uzbekistan.
Who the hell goes to Uzbekistan?
I don't even know where that is.
And by the way, do you know the capital?
Of Uzbekistan? No.
Tashkent.
What is it?
How about that? I know the cap, Tashkent.
Wow.
I even know the capital of Uzbekistan because I've been there.
I think you'd have to be there to know that.
And they tried to get me to go to Djibouti, and I was like, Djibouti is too far. Is too far.
Oh, my gosh.
But I did show my booty at the Kim and Kanye drive-in.
Yes, I saw that. You know, what kind of things do people, when people see you out in public, Kathy, what do they say to you?
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, do they just come up and hug you? How do people react to you? You know, regular people.
It's really nice now because it's been, you know, a few years since the controversial Trump head picture. So at first it was a lot of anger, and then now it's a lot of people saying good for you and you were ahead of your time, no pun. And so I get a lot of that. And also in my new special, I even talk about like how I had cancer and got divorced. And so sometimes people come up to me and say, oh, I'm having a hard time and your new special gave me a couple of hours of laughter.
Oh, wow.
And that always makes me feel good because that's all I want. I just want to make, I'm not out to hurt anybody or really hurt these celebrities' feelings, but you know, screw them.
You know, I just saw a clip. I don't know what you thought about Don Rickles, but
loved.
Oh my gosh. Loved. I just saw a clip on Instagram of Jim Carrey doing Don Rickles at the United Nations, and it was one of the funniest things I have. I mean, you couldn't, it's one of those things where where they even had to put up in a subtitle, this is just for comedy content only. Like that somebody would take it wrong. And it's just sad that's where we are.
Somebody will. Yeah. Somebody will.
I know.
Somebody will take it wrong. And yet Jim Carrey is such a comedic giant.
Yeah.
He's been very supportive of me, which I appreciate so much because it means so much because he's so respected and he's such a genius. And Don Rickles was my good friend. He would come to my house.
Oh.
We would have dinners. And he was every bit of a legend that you would think. And I know I'm going too far back for your young listeners, but one time I had a dinner party and Don Rickles came over and Sidney Poitier came over.
Oh, my gosh.
Actress. Can you believe it? And Sidney said to me, young lady, Don Rickles has been making me laugh for decades, decades. And Rickles would go in on Sidney, but the way he did it was so funny. And to see Sidney Poitier just doubled over in laughter and couldn't catch his breath, it was one of the great joys of my life. So
oh my gosh.
I was very close with Don and very close with Joan Rivers. And so I don't like it when people say that they thought they were mean comics. They weren't mean.
No.
They were the nicest people in real life you'd ever want to know. But also, they had a style that was the, you know, put somebody, the Australians call it take the piss out of something.
Yes.
Where, you know, you want to make fun of somebody and maybe knock them off a pedestal, but they always did it in a way that had everybody in the room laughing, even though they were a little bit shocked.
Kathy, that's what I love about you. And your humor, because you're kind of carrying on that tradition, and it's people need to be knocked down a little bit. People need to be knocked off the pedestal, right? I mean,
I do. Everybody does.
Everybody,
you do. Everybody
I do.
Needs it.
Yes, everybody.
Yes.
And that's the thing.
And if somebody does it, and they're making you laugh, then everybody wins. Because
right.
As long as they're laughing, you got to go for it. Now, look, if people aren't laughing, I'll move on to the next topic. I do
sure.
that all the time. You
sure.
know, the audience, they have a way of letting you know. It's a real relationship, especially when you're performing live. And I'm just about to go on another tour. I have my first date on November 8th in Vegas at Planet Hollywood. And then I have like 26 cities after that. And every show will be a little different. But I make fun of the audience. I make fun of myself. I make fun of the president. I make fun of celebrities. I make fun of non-famous people. And, you know, at the end, you all laugh together. And it's it's a real community feeling. I mean, not to be corny, but sometimes there's a feeling and a relationship that can happen in a comedy show that's really special. Because comedy is one of the ways we do have something in common with each other. We can all laugh at something together. No matter what our differences, we can all laugh at something.
It's like I used to say when I did a crazy morning show and people would get mad and I said, I'm an equal opportunity offender. You know, I don't.
Thank you.
Right? Exactly.
You have to be across the board, offend everybody.
And Kathy, I just took a look at your tour list. You're going to get a couple of dates coming up in January in California. Napa is one. We are getting ready to embark on a 10-city, we're calling it a Back the Bases tour. We're going to do the show live from 10 different military bases. If we happen to be in your neck of the woods at a base, could we talk you into coming to the base and doing something?
Of course.
Oh, that would be fantastic. That would be wonderful. Oh, man, they'd love to see you. That would be incredible.
I hope so.
We've got Charlie. We're going to be at Camp Pendleton. We got Charlie Sheen coming out to that one. And that's
quite a bill.
Something.
Kathy Griffin and Charlie Sheen at Camp Pendleton would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
I know Charlie, and I like him very much.
He's a great guy.
He really is.
Yeah, and he's so fun to talk to. But I'm going to see if we can get that arranged. That would be great. Kathy, thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you for your service to the country and for the troops. Really appreciate that.
Thank you for your service, and I appreciate you so much, and I'll see you soon.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Oh, say, can you see? 60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Army veteran Dozer Reed's combat injuries and PTSD once kept him from public spaces. His service dog, Lena, a golden retriever, changed everything. She steadies him when his back locks up, wakes him from nightmares, and maintains a comfortable space around him in crowds. With Lena's help, Dozer reconnected with his wife and kids and began volunteering with other wounded warriors who were just beginning their journeys. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.